now you've just moved here and you're just inserting yourself into the community. And I think people for a long time expected, you know, the newsroom to be led by somebody who really knows the history and the background of all of the issues that we have, housing, transportation, you know, the entrance to Aspen. And so there's been more of an elevated conversation, let's say, in the newsroom.
Sure.
And do you feel like, I mean, you're starting at a lower level, or is it advantageous to maybe not know you need to have a 20-year history of something?
I think it's always good to have.
For you?
It is, but it always good to have, you know, fresh eyes on things, right? And I'm not afraid to ask my reporters, okay, where is this in the scope of things? Is this a big deal in this, you know, the building of the police station and the new city hall stuff? Where is this natural gas conversation that we wrote about this week? Is that a big deal? Is that a small deal? Right. Mm-hmm. And so I can get a gauge on that. I've been coming up here for a long time and I love the mountains. So I have a good feel, you know, and having been in Denver, you know, we pay attention at the Denver Post to the mountain stuff because there's a lot of interesting news that comes out of here.
So it's not like you've been ignoring what's been happening up here.
It's not like I rolled into Aspen and I never knew what a roundabout was, or I never knew that that bridge needs to be replaced 30 years ago, and that you don't drive into town at 7 in the morning and try to expect to be there in 5 minutes, those pieces.
Yes.
So I know that, but I don't know all of that. Right. And so that's where having a fresh set of eyes, and, you know, I've got a great veteran crew, and they know that I appreciate living here. You know, people ask me more than once, you know, well, you left the big city to come to a smaller publication. You know, why would you do that? And I said, well, there's a difference between being in a big publication and seeing death and destruction and crime and corruption in a big city all the time and chasing murders and chasing, you know, city government things on a larger scale versus being part of a community, getting entrenched in a community, you know, becoming involved. I don't know a stranger. I look forward, you know, to people calling me or emailing me, and we can agree to disagree. We can have a civil conversation. I don't mind that at all. And in a community, you have a little higher profile, and that doesn't bother me. You know, I've been trying to get out each night, not every night, but certainly a lot of nights. And I like sitting at a bar and talking to somebody, and they ask me what I do, and they're like, oh, and they tell me what would they think we should cover. And I'll, you know, I'll either respectfully disagree or say, yeah, let me get some more information on that. So, you know, in a small community, people are passionate about things. And that's what I really enjoy about being a journalist in a small community. On a smaller scale, it's the magnifying glass is even more intense. Mm-hmm. And the other part, I will say this, and knowing, you know, the educated crowd of Pitkin County, right? I mean, I think it's 70% of people here have a bachelor's degree, you know? And I mean, that's an astonishing, and that gives you energy to say, okay, look, I'm writing to an educated crowd, and they're going to say, hey, is that really the way this needs to go?
What's your general approach to news coverage? Is it dog bites and potholes, or is it deeper dives, or is it, you know, what can we expect to see?
I think the human interest stories are there. The stuff that people click on, they want to read on the internet, you know, those pieces are there as long as we make them interesting. We're not going to do them just to do them. We did a pothole story last week, right? Is that lowest hanging fruit? Couldn't be. On top of that, people are wondering, okay, is this going to get fixed? What's going on with this thing? Am I, you know, because as we know with all the transportation talk on the federal level that and all the reports that are coming out about how much infrastructure is costing people. I think the number I saw was, what, $500 a year, almost $2,000 a year in Denver on failing infrastructure. So yeah, is it a pothole story? It is. But let's make it a little more interesting versus, oh, they filled in the potholes. Well, what is going to happen with this, right? And that's kind of what we did with that story.